talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some very good news out of New York. This is kind of a funny one and really amazing to me. When you think New York, historically in the Democratic and Republican parties, if you were the governor of New York in particular, but even California, you were an automatic presidential candidate. I mean, you were running a couple of the biggest states in the union. California, the biggest, New York. I mean, people talk Florida and Texas, but the truth of the matter is New York, being the governor of New York, is a very big deal. You're a presidential candidate automatically. You just get talked about. Well, the governor of New York right now is named Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul. She was a lieutenant governor, succeeded when Andy Cuomo was squeezed out. He was, I think, an excellent governor. It was a tragedy what happened, but in any event, she's the governor. She's a darn good one. She's doing a good job running for re-election. Squeezed out all of her primary opponents. The Republicans scrambled, and they came up with a guy named Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin had been a congressman in the Staten Island area. And you think, okay, he's a New York area, New York City area Republican congressman. He's got to be moderate. He's got to be moderate. Well, let me tell you something. The Republican Party in New York has disappointed. They've disappointed a lot of people. Elise Stefanik, who is a Republican congresswoman from far northern New York, had been a moderate. But she caved. She went full frontal Trump when they came in. They dangled a lot of prestige in front of her. They dangled the number three spot in the House minority Republican leadership. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader. Scalise, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the number two guy. And then the number three, Elise Stefanik. So she went full frontal Trump. Stop the steal, MAGA. Destroying our democracy. She just turned on a dime. Well, Lee Zeldin never had been all that moderate in the first place. Lee Zeldin said that Biden was not legitimate president of the United States, voted to decertify, which I think is a stupid thing to do in the New York City area. There are five boroughs in New York City. One of them is Staten Island. There's a Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan are the others. And, you know, you don't say stuff like that. Anyway, the guy runs for governor, and he gets the Republican nomination. One of his biggest opponents was Giuliani's son, who I don't know what was going on in that guy's mind. He's going around the state saying, vote for me, I have name recognition, I'm Rudy Giuliani's son. Well, I mean, that's not something that you boast about, especially in New York. Now, Giuliani was a mayor of New York at one time and had cleaned up the city. And if Giuliani had stuck to his knitting and just talked about issues the way he did back in 2012 when he ran for president, was briefly ahead in the polls, that's one thing. But he knuckled under to Trump. And his son didn't get anywhere. So Lee Zeldin is the nominee. And I looked at that, and the polls showed Kathy Hochul beating Lee Zeldin, but it wasn't a blowout. And, you know, I mean, things turn, and there have been Republican governors of New York. Nelson Rockefeller was a Republican governor of New York, for instance. But some of the great Democratic governors of New York, Franklin Roosevelt, Grover Cleveland, went on to be president. So, sort of a horse apiece. Well, just come to find out, reported over the weekend, Lee Zeldin did something incredibly stupid with his nomination papers. What Lee Zeldin did was one of the principal planks of his campaign against the Democrats is that there was allegedly election fraud in 2020. Now, That's going nowhere in New York. That's going nowhere in Wisconsin. That's going nowhere anywhere where people think, oh, well, Trump really won, really? You think so? Well, baloney. The people pushed that should be in prison. They were the ones who pushed the riot, the Green Bay sweep. They're the ones who said, well, what we should do is just have crooked Republicans put in fake electors. And then we'll technically say they won, and technically he's present four more years, and technically what? Joe Biden gets thrown in jail and all this. Hey, this is not Asia. This is not South America or Latin America. This is not Africa. This is not a communist country. This is not a mafia country like Russia. This isn't China. This is not North Korea. We don't pull that kind of stuff. And Lee Zeldin was campaigning that kind of stuff, except that Lee Zeldin made a mistake. Almost 13,000, now that's a lot, signatures for him to appear on the independent party ballot were phony, were crooked. Some of them just, he Xeroxed other pages and thought, what? He'd sneak them in? I mean, people do check these things. Now, what does the Independence Party mean? You got to understand something. In New York, and people have proposed this around the country, but in New York, if you win the Republican nomination, you get on the Republican line on the ballot, and the Democratic nomination, you get on the Democratic line, and you can't win them both. But there are tons of other political parties in New York. There's the Independence Party, the Conservative Party, the Libertarian Party, you know, the Nut Party. You know, you can name it anything you want. And if you get a certain amount of signatures to organize it, you get on the ballot, believe it or not. Here in Wisconsin, if you get a paper ballot, for instance, you go in on election day, you'll see a page or a couple of pages for Republicans, the Democrats, depending on how many candidates there are, and then you may see Conservative or something else. You can't vote on more than one. If you vote in the Republican primary, you can't vote in the Democratic primary, and you can't vote in the Conservative primary. But we do have an open primary. You don't need to register. You can go in and vote in any one of those you want, but then once you do it, you can't vote in two of them. Can't vote in two of them. Well, in New York, when you go in the general election, whoever the nominee is on all the parties can negotiate and load up and help one of the other ones they like better than the opposition. So, for instance, the Conservatives always give their nomination, and sometimes the Libertarians, to whoever got the Republican nomination. That frequently happens. So a guy like Zeldin was going to go in, and he was going to be on three ballots, Republican, say Conservative. In this case, somehow he snuck onto Independent. Kathy Hochul's on the Democratic line. Maybe there's a Working Families Party line. I do not know, but there's that kind of thing you can have out in New York. But, you know, when you do that, you have to get signatures for each of those lines that you're on. So when he goes around, Zeldin, and got the signatures to be on the Republican Party ballot, they couldn't sign twice at that point. He had to have people, he had to have trolls running around getting signatures for the independent line and the conservative line. And you know what he did? He Xeroxed or came up with crooked signatures for almost 13,000 people on the independence line. So when he did it, his name is going to be dropped. His name is going to be dropped. And then it turns out that it was the New York Libertarian Party who found this out. For some reason, they don't like Zeldin. Usually they'll put their name on the Republican guy, and they're the guys that ratted him out. My question is, where are the Democrats? Where are the Democrats? Look, in this state, in Wisconsin, and I've seen this happen before, it happened in a county executive race a couple of years ago, you sit down with the other people's signatures, you're permitted to get them. The minute they file, when I file my signatures, the other campaigns all paid, and it wasn't a lot of money, copies, and then they sit down, they're poring over them. trying to find mistakes on enough signatures so that then you get knocked off the ballot. And occasionally it worked. It worked in a county executive race a couple of years ago in Milwaukee County. It can work, especially if you need, say, 400 signatures and the guy turns in 401. You know, you're going to find a couple that have mistakes. Now, in this case in New York, this is big stakes. This is governor of New York. You'd think the clown Zeldin would have had trolls, would have had staff, who would have looked at this, and they would have said, hey, these Independence Party sheets of signatures look, I don't know, just call me crazy. Did I just see them 2 minutes ago? Did I see them 2 minutes ago somewhere else? What is this? What is this? Well, they didn't do that. And the Democrats apparently didn't pay any attention to it or enough attention to it. And I do not know whether these were signature pages that were Xerox from the Independence Party 4 years ago or 8 years ago, which statistically somebody died. I mean, somebody flat out died. But even if they were just Xeroxes of their own pages this time, how bad is that? How bad is that? So now he is going to be charged. And here's a guy who claims the 2020 election was rigged and voted not to certify Biden. Big theme in his campaign is election fraud. And you know what this clown is going to do? He is going to be charged with election fraud. Now, when I say charged, he may not be charged criminally. He will scurry in, wringing his hands like a diva in an opera, singing an aria. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to go, woe is me. I had a faithless employee. Somebody screwed up. And they'll let him off, but civilly they'll go after him. Okay, we're going to a break. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. Lee Zeldin has mud on his face. Good for Kathy Hochul. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will.